Clean up those unwanted posts on social media. By Dalvin Brown in the Wall Street Journal. Deleting old social media posts is good hygiene. If you're applying for college, you don't want posts from your tween years to keep you from being accepted. If you're hunting for a new job, you don't want your online persona to be the reason no one hires you. More than half of employers told CareerBuilder in a 2018 study that they decided not to hire candidates due to content on their social media profiles. When you're rebranding yourself, you don't want to be digitally tethered to someone you used to be. Anytime you're going through a transition, you may find things on social media that don't reflect who you are today. Cindy Lane Swan, an etiquette expert and founder of the Swan School of Protocol. The last thing you want is for those things to come back and bite you. It's a shame that social media companies haven't made it easier to do things like delete all those dated posts lurking in the depths of our profiles. That's finally changing. Instagram recently gave users the ability to get rid of past posts in one fell swoop rather than having to search manually and delete them one by one. Facebook earlier launched similar settings. Twitter still requires you to delete posts one at a time. Third-party services can help with this, but it's hard to trust a company you don't know with access to your account. When you're ready to clean up your digital history, you might also want to download a record of those old posts. Here's what to know to get started. Instagram. Early Instagram was known mostly for square Polaroid-style pictures with aggressive filters. These days, those are a lot less common. But if embarrassing ones are lingering in the depths of your profile, Instagram provides a quick way to burn them. You can now, in bulk, delete or archive posts, stories, videos, and reels, as well as your interactions with other people. Deleting them means the post is gone for good, while archiving them quarantines them in a folder only you can see. Go to your profile on a smartphone and tap the menu in the upper right corner, then tap Your Activity, and then Photos and Videos to go through the content you've posted. The interface will let you sort them by oldest to newest to see what's at the bottom of your profile without needing to scroll down. You can filter your posts by date to see what you shared during a certain time period. Tap Select to highlight the photos you wish to remove from your public profile, and tap Archive or Delete to get rid of them. You can also select and delete comments you've left on other people's posts. Tap Interactions in your activity menu and then select whether you want to manage your comments, likes, or story replies. From there, you can select and remove interactions more easily. If you're worried about losing old memories, you can download a copy of everything you shared on Instagram. Go to Settings, Security, and Download Data. Enter your email address, and Instagram will send you a file with your photos, comments, and profile information. It may take up to 48 hours for you to get the report. Facebook. Old posts on Facebook now populate daily under your Memories tab to remind you who you used to be. If you'd rather forget, there's a tool that helps. The company launched Manage Activity in 2020 to help users remove large number of posts from the timeline. You can filter posts within a specific time range to zero in on what you shared during college or that internship you hated or that relationship you would rather forget. To find it, open Facebook's app menu on the bottom right corner of your screen, then tap the gear icon at the top right side of the screen. Scroll toward the bottom of the settings and privacy page, and under your information, you'll find your activity log. That menu will let you manage all your interactions over time. Tapping Manage Your Posts will show you everything you've shared, and you can filter those by date and select what you want to delete. Tap All to get rid of everything, or just select only the posts you don't want to see anymore. Tap Trash to delete them, or Archive to hide them from public view. The activity log also has an option to manage the activity you're tagged in, which enables you to bulk remove comments and photos people tagged you in. And it features an interactions tile, which lets you mass delete your likes, reactions, and comments. Scroll down, and you can also manage your pokes. Remember those? To download all your Facebook data, tap the gear icon on the app, then scroll to your information, download your information. You may be prompted to log in, then you can request a copy of everything you've done on Facebook. Or you can request only the types of information and date ranges you want. Once selected, scroll to the bottom of the page and tap Create File. Facebook will let you know when your copy is ready. Twitter. Twitter doesn't provide a way to bulk delete tweets. You either have to scroll back to the start of your account, which can take a long time, or use the app's advanced search lookup tool to find specific words used in old tweets. Then you cull them one by one. If you want to keep a record of everything you said and get a way to scan all your old tweets at once on your laptop, download a data file with the full list. Go to your settings on your app, tap your account, then download an archive of your data. You can use third-party services to get rid of multiple tweets at once, but they require access to your account, so you're giving up some privacy. Some of our colleagues have used Tweet Delete, but you should proceed with caution. If you're looking for a fresh start, Twitter suggests making a new account. If you delete your old one, you can recycle your username or handle. Just note, you will lose your followers unless or until they rejoin you.